the question that often comes up from students is, what do you mean when you say dynasty?
Right.
What do you mean when you say dynasty?
See, the king, stay the king, all right? So how do you get to be the king? Y'all don't know how to play chess, do you? So nothing, man. Look, I'll teach y'all if y'all want to learn.
I love Alex Collins. I mean, seriously, if you can get an RB1 for this cheap, if the crown fits, might as well wear it. Some people just aren't meant to play fantasy football. Welcome back to the Dynasty Wire. I'm your host, Draft Genius, and stop overvaluing picks. So many people are idiots just selling away their whole team for a simple draft pick that's going to bust. So many people are overvaluing these draft picks. It is ridiculous. I saw the 101 go for Todd Gurley, and I am embarrassed. I am embarrassed for that person because they think that's okay. Stop overvaluing draft picks, or I will fine you, and I will embarrass you. Instead of news today, I'm just going to share with y'all players that I have the most shares of. Those players are Alex Collins, Patrick Mahomes, Allen Robinson, and Jalen Samuels, the rookie. This is going to be a speedy show full of information, so use these next 5 seconds to get a pad and a pencil out so you can write down this wonderful championship leading advice. Alright, 5 seconds is up. Let's go straight to the eagle eye, aka players I'm keeping a close watch on, whether that's in rookie minicamp, whether that's in preseason games, or whether that's just in offseason news. I'm interested in these three players for a specific reason. The first being Sony Michel. Sony Michel was drafted, I think, at 1.27 to the New England Patriots. Come on, Bill. Why you gotta mess with us like this? Patriots already have Rex Burkhead. They already have Jeremy Hill now. They already have James White, and they have Mike Gillisley. Not to mention Brandon Bolden and the other scrubs they have. I mean, come on. This is a huge headache. I love Sony Michel, but I need to see more clarity from this backfield so I can decide if I want to pay the price for Sony Michel, because he is very expensive right now and I don't think he will pay off for a couple of years. Ronald Jones is the next guy I have up. I don't think Ronald Jones will make it as a bell cow back. He's being drafted at the 102 spot at the highest, which is ridiculous. Ronald Jones is not a feature back in my eyes. He's too fragile and small. Very interested in this backfield because it has proven to be semi-fantasy relevant in the past and it is very cheap right now. Someone I am also keeping a close eye on is Peyton Barber and Jacquizz Rodgers. Nyheim Hines is my next guy. This isn't necessarily from a fantasy perspective, but just because I want to see if Marlon Mack has what it takes to beat out two rookies that are hungry for playing time. That's it. It's very simple. Now on to the main feature of the show, and I can't emphasize this enough. Please write this information down because it will save you so much time going back and listening. I will try to talk as much as I can on each part of this, just so you can get ahead of the game. I've developed something over the years called the Crown Rankings. These rankings are rookies to year 3 players, hence the third year breakout. The Crown Rankings are ranked players in their rookie season all the way to year 3, so if you're in year 1, year 2, year 3, you're on this set of rankings. This is also a transitioning period from my Devy 51. The Devy rankings that I compose are the 51 top college football players. That translate to the Crown Rankings next, because it starts with rookies. So you can see them translate and then can easily see how they're compared to year 1, year 2, or year 3 players. These rankings are found by using the Genius software I've created, which breaks down metrics, opportunity, depth chart position or draft capital, scheme fit, and a lot more to help me rank these players accurately. A lot more goes into delving into the details on why each player is ranked a certain way. These players are usually switching one or two positions every single week because I'm adding in more and more information about them, even if it's a little article I read. that's something that I consider and contribute to these rankings. These are the most accurate rankings and the most unique rankings you will find on the market. Players are ranked from all of these contributing factors. This ultimately lets you find value in players that you have never considered. This shows you the deepest of sleepers and shows you what opportunity lies right in front of you. This can be used to make an excellent smart theft, or it can be used to run the waiver wire for players that no one has even considered picking up. This is the ultimate treasure hunt by just using this list. You can find the pot of gold before all of the others do. These rankings are used to help you determine the risk you face with each of these players, whether it's Dalvin Cook or whether it's Jalen Samuels, one of my favorite rookies this year. There is so many uses for these rankings, it isn't even funny. They have everybody from Joe Mixon, J.D. McKissick, Mark Walton, Mason Rudolph, Davis Webb, literally all kinds of players. The crown rankings go hand in hand with the trifecta strategy, hence the 3 years in it. This should help you with the trifecta strategy make a basic plan. If you start now, you want to focus on year one or year two players, to where come year three for those year one players, or come year three even next year for the year two players, you'll be able to see how much or how down they move, and you can identify on who to sell. That basically wraps up the crown rankings. You can find these as one of the rewards on the patreon.com/DonnieStuar link, or you can find these in our draft kit later on in the season. They're best used for the offseason to prepare for the future and to prepare for the in-season moves. Breaking news! That's my little ticker for breaking news. Now that I have your attention, I just got a text from somebody close to the Panthers organization that is saying the word around town is the Panthers are strongly considering signing CJ Anderson or DeMarco Murray as soon as tonight. It is May 6th, around 11 p.m. where I am, so as soon as tonight, one of these players could be a Panther. That can be good or bad. I would rather CJ Anderson go there just because of youth, and I think him and Christian McCaffrey can make a great 1-2 punch. I have a lot of shares of CJ Anderson, and I will continue to get a lot of shares of CJ Anderson because I think he is a good pound-the-ball runner. I don't think this guy is good at catching the ball, and this would be a perfect situation for him. As far as DeMarco Murray, I think he is washed, and I would not want any part of him if he lands here or anywhere else, honestly. On to more content. So, after giving you the crown rankings, I simply just wanted to give you a whole entire episode of Smart Theft that has been the most popular and most requested thing for this show. People want more trades. People want more smart thefts. People want to know who is the easiest grabs because they pay off and they reap huge rewards. So I have 10 for you, maybe 11 if I'm feeling generous. Let's get started. The first smart theft is Allen Robinson. We all know Allen Robinson from his breakout year in 2015 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really, he was just catching passes from Blake Bortles. You know you have to be a good athlete to perform great with Blake Bortles. He broke out in 2015 with 80 receptions, 1,400 yards, and 14 touchdowns. Wow. That is definite wide receiver one numbers and top three wide receiver numbers 100%. In 2015 and 2016, he was healthy both these years and consistently in both years saw 151 targets. That's DeAndre Hopkins level targets. DeAndre Hopkins gets the most targets in the NFL, basically. That's why he's such a great receiver. He's a great volume receiver. Well, Allen Robinson proved in Jacksonville that he can be a great volume receiver and perform as well with that. His catch percentage, however, has never been 60. It's been 59, then decreased to 53, and decreased to 48.3. If this catch percentage goes up even 10%, it will be great for fantasy purposes. This will be a definite wide receiver one in Mitch Trubisky's offense in Chicago, and I think Trubisky and A-Rob can be a great pairing going forward. Some things I would look for to trade for Allen Robinson are LeSean McCoy, pick 105 to 110, or Demaryius Thomas. Even Larry Fitzgerald and Emmanuel Sanders I would consider trading for him. He's currently being drafted at pick 307 in dynasty startups, I would probably draft him at the end of the second round, early third, if I had the choice. The next smart theft is Chris Hogan, the wide receiver for the New England Patriots. With Brandon Cooks last year, Chris Hogan saw at least 5 targets in every game he started, weeks 1 through 9 before he got hurt. In 6 of those 9 games, he had 60 yards, and all of his 4 touchdowns came in the red zone. That's telling right there. That's the truth in the whole entire smart theft concept. You want players who are prominent when it matters. Chris Hogan is just that. Tom Brady trusts him in the end zone. Tom Brady thinks he has sure hands. If this guy stays healthy, he can provide low-end wide receiver 1 numbers, very high-end wide receiver 2 numbers. I would not be surprised if he is a top 15 wide receiver at the year's end. Personally, I have him as New England's wide receiver 1 this year. I think he will be Tom Brady's main target, and I'm getting all the shares I can of Chris Hogan. In dynasty startups, he's going at pick 705, and I would take him in the 5th or 6th round, depending on how much wide receiver talent is left. Some players I would trade for Chris Hogan are Larry Fitzgerald, Emmanuel Sanders, or any of the 2nd round picks except 201. 201 is a pick I consider a late 1st round pick, since the talent is so deep in the first tier. The next smart theft I have is Paul Richardson. You guys gotta figure that out. I can't give you what's obvious. It's obvious to me, and if you can figure it out, then you're on the right track to success. If you can't, after a few days, get back to me and I'll help you out. The next smart theft is Rishard Matthews. Rishard Matthews is so undervalued and so underrated. I don't understand. He was the most efficient wide receiver for Ryan Tannehill whenever he played with the Dolphins. He was then the most efficient wide receiver the past 2 years for Marcus Mariota and the other Tennessee Titans quarterbacks. Everybody's trying to get Corey Davis because he's young and because he is a buy low right now with the ceiling that he provides. I think Rishard Matthews will continue to be the wide receiver 1 in Tennessee. And I will not be surprised if it takes Corey Davis a couple years to put things together. Some players you could trade away for Rishard Matthews is a late 2nd round pick, Zay Jones, or Theo Riddick. All of those I would consider very, very cheap for a player like Rishard Matthews' quality. He's going currently at 1309 in dynasty startups, and I would draft him in round 10 or 11. Starting the running backs to our smart theft, we have Tevin Coleman. Little known fact about Tevin Coleman is he had 100% catch rate in the red zone this season. He catches around 30 receptions a year since he's been in the NFL. And he's done all of this while splitting time with Devontae Freeman. And each year he has had 8 touchdowns. That's borderline high-end RB2 numbers. He can easily be an RB1 if anything happens to Freeman, or if the touchdowns just go his way. Next year, my prediction is Tevin Coleman is with a new team. I would love to see him be an Indianapolis Colt. I think he can provide RB1 numbers no matter where he lands next season if he is given the starting role. This is someone I'm trying to get while cheap because the rewards will be substantial next year. Some players you could trade away for Tevin Coleman are Duke Johnson Jr., Marquise Goodwin, and even Jay Ajayi I would trade away. Tevin Coleman is going at the 504 spot in startup drafts, and I think that is a great spot for him to go at. The next running back I have as a smart theft is Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde has an 81.82 catch rate percentage in the red zone. In my eyes, Carlos Hyde is a top 6 talent. There's no question about it. I watched almost every one of his games in college, and I am confident in saying he is one of the top 6 talents at running back in the NFL. He had 2,000 yard seasons in the NFL. That was whenever they tried to feature him or give him more work. He has also had some durability issues in the past, but I think most of that is behind him now. 2016, Carlos Hyde had 9 touchdowns, and in 17, he had 8 touchdowns. He's a very underrated wide receiver coming out of the backfield. He has a 74% career catch percentage rate as an NFL player. As a junior at Ohio State, Carlos Hyde put up 970 yards and 16 touchdowns on the ground, with 1 receiving touchdown. As a senior, Carlos Hyde put up 1,521 yards, that's 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns on the ground. In the air, he put up 147 and 3 touchdowns. That is elite play right there. That is someone who, if given the opportunity in the NFL, can be a top 5 running back. I'm grabbing Carlos Hyde everywhere I can with the drafting of Nick Chubb and with Duke Johnson taking all of the passing downs. His stock will be the lowest it will ever be right now, so so bite while you can. Some players you could trade away for Carlos Hyde are the 202 pick or later. LeSean McCoy, I would definitely trade for Carlos Hyde if you're having a strong running back on your team besides McCoy. And Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph is considered an elite tight end, no question about it, but it's easy to find tight ends in Dynasty, and I would move him for a player like Carlos Hyde. The next running back I have is Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis is undoubtedly one of my favorite players. Even though he keeps getting hurt, I just have a knack for Deion Lewis. I don't know what it is. Deion Lewis was originally a fifth round pick by the Philadelphia Eagles in 2011. From that draft class, there was 30 running backs drafted. Guess how many there are in the NFL now? There's still 7 running backs from that draft class in the NFL. That was 7 years ago. Deion Lewis has proven he has what it takes to stay in the NFL and was healthy last year, posting a line of 180 rushes for nearly 900 yards and 6 touchdowns. He also proved efficient as a receiver with 32 receptions for 214 yards and 3 touchdowns. Just as Tevin Coleman does, Deion Lewis is 100% accurate in the red zone. He has not dropped a pass in the red zone for the past year. He's truly a do-it-all back, and I think he is a great buy right now because it will be a 50-50 split in the Titans' back. The Tennessee Titans had the chance to let the reins get taken over by Derrick Henry, but they aren't. They don't trust him to be a feature back for some reason. It's something that they know and won't let out to us. Maybe it's something in-house. Anyways, Deion Lewis is the one that benefits from this. We have to see what's right in front of us, and all of the cards are telling us Deion Lewis will benefit, if not the same as Derrick Henry, more because of the receptions he will rack up. Some players you can trade for Deion Lewis are Sammy Watkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Lamar Miller, or a third round pick. He's going at the 706, and I would definitely take him higher than that. On to the tight ends of the smart theft. Hunter Henry is my favorite tight end in the NFL. Here's why. 2 years ago, he started 10 games, nearly put up a touchdown in each game. He finished the year with 8 touchdowns that year. That is awesome. That is Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, Gronk production like. This is a guy you can get for cheap. He's a big body tight end at 6'5", 250 pounds. Some players I would trade for Hunter Henry are Jamison Crowder, LeSean McCoy, or any of the Packers running backs. I've seen all of those players go for Hunter Henry. He's being picked at 505 in Dynasty Startups, which is a little early, but I would be willing to pull the trigger on him if I have a good wide receiver and running back base before then. I would be willing to trade a late first round pick in this rookie draft for Hunter Henry. I think he can pay extreme dividends, and I think he is the next great tight end of our generation. Speaking of great tight ends, Jordan Reed. You heard that right. Jordan Reed is a great tight end. In the one season Jordan Reed stayed healthy for most of, it was in 2015, posted 87 receptions for 952 yards and 11 touchdowns. That is by far tight end one numbers, and that is top 3 locked in tight end numbers. Jordan Reed is not as big as Hunter Henry, but he's 6'2", 246. He has proven to be a red zone efficient weapon with a 75% catch rate in the red zone. However, the knock against him is he has never played a full season. That being said, I would trade Randall Cobb away, Emmanuel Sanders, and even Isaiah Crowell away for Jordan Reed. He is worth a third round pick, a late second round pick in rookie drafts. The next tight end we have is the most underrated tight end, George Kittle. George freaking Kittle. I mean, come on. This guy is going undrafted. Are you serious? George Kittle is the number 5 tight end in the red zone last year, and he still isn't getting any respect on his name. Put some damn respect on this man's name. George Kittle, 6'4", 247, monster. Jimmy G is his quarterback. Jimmy G comes from the Patriots originally, where he spent a good amount of time there learning their play. He's going to still have some of those plays in his blood. Patriots love passing to tight ends, so why not get Jimmy G's tight end for free or for pennies on the dollar? Let's be honest, this guy is going for nothing. I can give you a pack of gum and easily get George Kittle from you. That's how I'm feeling about his value. I think that's what he's perceived as, and I see that it's what he's perceived as. George Kittle, in only a few games last year, posted 43 receptions for 515 yards and 2 touchdowns. If he starts the whole year for the 49ers, I think he can be a top 10 tight end, which is very, very useful in the long run. Those were 10 smart thefts. I'll throw in one more for the road and end it on this. I could end it with the smart thefts of Mark Andrews, Deion Kane, Jordan Lasley, or Troy Fumagalli, but I'm not. I'm going to leave you with a mystery. I am 5'11", 228 pounds. I played fullback, running back, wide receiver, kick returner, and tight end in college, and averaged in the past three seasons no less than 55 receptions for 500 yards. No other player was as versatile on my team as me. I tied my team's rushing total for a season in touchdowns, and I caught the most passes for my team in 2017. In the past 3 years, I posted a rushing line of 9 touchdowns, then 6 touchdowns, then 12 touchdowns this past year. I also averaged 23.7 yards per kick return. I'm currently a fullback in the NFL. Who am I? That's the question of the day. If you figure this out, message me at TheDraftGenius on Twitter or on SleeperBot at SWDraftGenius, all one word for both. You can also find me and follow me on both for exclusive, interesting content. Be sure to check out at SleeperWire Show on Twitter as well and SleeperWire.com. If you want the show to get better and you want the show to grow, if you want me to put out more shows a week for you to win that championship this year, please help the show grow at patreon.com/dynastywire. Once you become a patron, you receive all sorts of benefits, from a trade value chart that updates every week to specific tailored shows based on what you want to know. You get to ask me to make a show based on something specific to you. And you can even win the best draft kit of 2018 by donating to patreon.com/dynastywire and SleeperWire's Patreon as well. Support us and we will continue to put out the best information in the business to you. That's all I got for today. Thank you for listening to the Dynasty Wire, and be sure to check out the next few episodes coming in the following days. This is the Draft Genius. See you later. Hey, you still there? Good. Lamar Jackson will be the GOAT. Crown the king. As a reward for those of you who have stayed to the very end of this wonderful show, I will give you 4 bonus smart thefts. All rookies. Mark Andrews, potential tight end 2, red zone target for Joe Flacco, playing out of the slot. Deion Kane is the potential wide receiver 2 in Indianapolis. We have seen in the past Dante Moncrief do great things for fantasy owners in this spot. If Luck is healthy, Deion Kane can be an instant contributor in that offense. Jordan Lasley, great steal by the Ravens. He can be a red zone target and rack up touchdowns in his rookie year, depending on how he does in rookie minicamp and in the offseason program leading up to preseason. Finally, Troy Fumagalli can be a tight end 1 in that Denver offense. That is it, and that is all. Follow me on Twitter at TheDraftGenius and message me on SleeperBot at SWDraftGenius. Don't forget about Patreon and message me if you have any suggestions on what you want to hear for the next show. This is Draft Genius, and I'm signing off from the Dynasty Wire.